Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
In 1939, the Federal Writers Project was twiddling its thumbs. During the hardest years of the Depression, it had employed thousands of writers, compiling guidebooks to all 48 states. But now that was over, and the writers were slowly drifting back to private employment. On top of all that, attention was being diverted away from domestic problems like unemployment to the war brewing overseas. Still, in 1940, the Writers' Project went ahead with a new venture, what it was calling America Eats, a proposed 75,000-word book that would examine the foods and food traditions across the country. The Minnesota writers employed in America Eats were still filing stories on Sioux and Chippewa uses of wild rice and maple sugar, and homey essays on church lutefisk dinners and outdoor booyah boils when the Japanese struck Pearl Harbor in 1941. As Americans geared up for war, America Eats was shelved, along with all the writers' hard work. Forgotten until 2009, when another writer, Mark Kurlansky, edited a selection of entries for his book, Food of a Younger Land.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.